listening to the smooth sounds of freaking Daddy's music.
Ride together, die together, we do this. I really never can believe it, that it was so many days in my city, that we were riding around and we were getting it. Just promise you'll never forget me. Believe in me, I'ma go get it.
Yo, 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 welcome to another episode of the Uncut Knowledge. Here to give y'all that sauce. We got a new thing called Bar Hopping, and it's your boy B. Fred. I know my boy last week touched on something about Meliodas and the energies and how he gives it back and shit. But just know I do the same thing. I just look a little better while doing it, like Zeltris. You hear me, huh? What you bars
got? Battle bars.
Yeah. He came in with the battle bars, man. He was talking to him.
Okay.
So I had to talk to him about it. Damn, did I defeat him?
No. I'm just saying, I didn't come, you know, now you want to have a conversation now. But I'm doing me like masturbation. But this ain't, just wait, I give you a hesitation, okay? Let me let you know the situation. All right, it's your boy Vet. Hit your girl once, me lose connection like Madden 21.
I'm a ninja and getting better. I cut your bitch off like strip.
Hey. Can we go for it?
It's me, Horoscope, and I got these bars like Killer B. You fool?
That's all I got.
I have to be that guy.
Hey, I'm sorry.
It's all right. You didn't
fool.
Know about the bar.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
You fool?
Did you enjoy it? You fool?
Yeah. I did. You fool?
I like it.
You try. That's all that matters.
I like it. And expect the Shredder joint.
Yeah, man. I didn't think I was like, shit.
You like,
I just gotta tap in the freestyle.
Like,
what's something you like?
All right,
let us
know who hit the best
this week.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I came with the full little story.
You did.
Okay.
I gave stories. I gave backstory.
Let me keep it.
She had some fumbles. I did. I was trying to, because I'm.
If you're gonna be doing it, you gotta think about
it. Hey, just cut it up to where it sounds nice.
It's uncut.
Well, not really uncut. You know, we still gotta edit. I'm different.
No, we're all uncut.
Right,
bro.
I'm different.
But, man, welcome. So another day, we're here another week to talk to you people. What's up? What y'all want to talk about? Well, I know how I asked a question. Mm-hmm. That was rhetorical. Just kind of open it up to get in, you know. Shit, well, how do y'all feel? I saw this video this week. This young man, black man.
Black King.
Yeah. Said he's tired of seeing black pain, tired of seeing the movies of black pain, the struggle, another movie of another era when black people had to struggle. He said he's tired of seeing that. He said he wants to see black people be more adventurous and more creative. You want to see the heroes, the killing of the monsters and the power moves, all that, which I've agreed, because you can ask people around me. I don't like looking at the movies. Dealing with dudes wrongfully accused, lynches, and all the false charges, and all the thousands and millions of things we've been faced to deal with. You know what I'm saying? I don't need another reason to be mad. So I never looked at the movie like, what is it, The Hate They Give? I didn't want to look at the Central Park Five?
Oh, you never watched it?
I watched bits and pieces with my girl because she likes that. She just likes crime stuff, period. But she'll watch that. But to me, it's just like, I don't need another reason to be mad. I know they've been doing effed up stuff and clean language up for a long, long, long time. And clearly they ain't stopped yet because they still shooting me. But I want to get y'all take on it. Do you think those stories are still needed to be seen about struggling and the things that anybody...
Somebody in the movies?
Movies, TV shows?
Not at all. Not at all. Because all they talk about is slavery. They talk about false things. You know, false history. You know what I'm saying? We was kings. Like before slavery.
That would kind of be touching on what he's talking about because it's getting us out of that imprisonment state of mind.
Absolutely.
Like when we make movies, it has to be circled around the injustices of our society.
Yeah.
They don't ever go back into the times of when, you know what I'm saying, we're glorified. Kings. Even in the motherfucking movies that are talking about Egypt and shit, it's no black people in them.
Not at all.
It'd be white niggas with the hands.
Literally.
Gods of Egypt or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little tan. I'm like,
nigga, and that was what you call? What's his name? That played T'Challa?
Russell. Oh, you talking about a dude?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not you. Said Russell Crowe.
No,
the dude that played T'Challa.
Oh, Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, that nigga was.
Sorry,
he was the only black nigga in that hoe.
They childish for that one.
I most certainly. I kind of feel like it go hand in. I feel like I could deal without some of them, you know what I'm saying? Because some of them was really hard, you know what I'm saying? Even the Django was like a different take on it, you know what I'm saying? They gave the black man the power, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I feel like that's also a systematic thing that they do. That's what Hollywood get control of all of these movies to put them out. It's not saying that we don't have stories already being told of that nature, but it's just not massively produced as other ones because they're like, we'll keep that scenario going of them being in prison and them still trying to fight us, you know what I'm saying? Fight the man because we still have power at the end of all of these movies. You get what I'm saying? So
it's really just the scales is not balanced because all the movies for black people really be prison movies and they
hood movies,
right?
Slavery movies.
Yeah,
it just needs to be a balance in the scales.
Like, nigga, we need to go to space without it being Star Trek or.
We've been beat up.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see a black man take down a galactic alien or something.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. I feel like, yeah, I can agree with that. I feel like he not saying eliminate the entire genre, just scale it back.
We got enough of it. We get it.
Well, not scale it back. You just never been on the right.
Reverse the roles. Make it the white man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Slavery be the thing somebody got to go look up.
And then, like, at the end of the movie, the white man don't get to escape slavery. You get what I'm saying?
You get what I'm saying?
Your name is Dylan.
Dylan. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Because
ain't none of
like,
that.
Like how Dave Chappelle.
Good morning, niggas.
Right. Good morning.
That's what they're like.
Instead of us having to research, that we was kings or we actually lived better than a time before slavery, let slavery be that thing you got to go dig up. Oh, damn. I didn't even know we was in slavery.
I mean, you kind of want to keep it alive. That's what you want to teach in, like, school. Like, this was the injustices done. That's what the art.
Because it won't happen again. That's why history is so important.
History movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right, we have. But this was saying, so, you got to keep. So why are we steady? Because I feel like it's a white people don't go back and preach of bad things. They do all they talk about is all the.
Oh, they hide all the things in history. Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Let's start getting on their little well.
But that's
let's
what you
hide
need.
Up and let's have to. Okay, we know our ancestors, people, because you're gonna do your job and let your kid. Hey, it ain't always been like this for us.
Absolutely.
But just know now, this is how you live. Keep this in your mind because they kept this in your mind for so long.
Absolutely.
Even after slavery, we still made movies to let y'all know where y'all need to be at. We still keep showing the prison movies to keep showing.
Keep
y'all
place.
Keep y'all where y'all need to be at. So
I get what you're saying. Let it be just for school. Learn
that's what I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not even school. They don't. But you need that.
Yeah, you do need that.
That's why it is where
we came up from.
Because they're hiding the things within their history. So that's not being told of, like, George Washington had slaves and took the slaves' teeth for his own teeth. Like, those things.
That's what I'm saying.
No, the whole truth.
That's it. The whole truth. They don't hide the negative stuff that happens. Yeah, they want you to know George Washington owned you Negroes. We want you to know that y'all was beat, raped, and done all. We want you to know that. Because in our eyes, that's not bad. That's how we do our thing, and that's how we conquer, colonize. That's normal to us. We're going to do that. We want you to know that. Keep this image in your mind that we will always be over y'all. I don't care what,
I see what you're saying.
I don't care how we over
it
y'all.
Can be looked at that.
Yeah. That's why you're right. They do right. stuff right in front of
yeah,
you.
That's could. Why I could look at it like
you
that.
On camera, have the footage and show you this is wrong, and they be like, you know what? You don't you don't pay leave. You go home and chill. We'll sort this
he's
out.
He's mentally unstable, right?
Let's, he's we'll fix this. Where they can do stuff blatantly. They blatantly, like
see,
we said.
That's another thing of being hidden, though. Like, they can hide those things. Laws. Everything just, like, that's what that issue is. And I can understand the.
So let's preach. The good, even in school, preach how we was kings and stuff first, and then let us find
the, exactly,
that slavery.
Tell the whole truth.
Let right. slavery come
tell
in
the
on
truth.
The
later on lesson.
Let
type
slavery
shit.
Come in on the back end and be like, oh, okay, that's our here. We came from this, but it's cool like, to know this we here now. Versus vice versa, we learn about this first, so you already in the mind state of,
for example,
being inferior. Then you find out, oh. We were as king. Oh, master don't really have power. Oh, I'm a king now. Yeah. Versus, right. I'm a king. Oh, this is where I used to come from. Cool. I appreciate that. Yeah. I know where I come from. But
right.
my mind state has been on since I was birthed. It's king. I own stuff.
They I never show stuff. You where we were at before we got to this.
Thank
time.
You.
Like for example,
stuck in the conflict versus. You know what I'm saying? The progression facts. And all that shit. Like, right. that's what's constantly being told.
Bro, because they had absolutely. Nothing but Christopher Columbus. Oh, yeah, Christopher Columbus got on the boat. I said, who he's on the boat with? He went to this continent, and then he went to the next continent. I'm like, who gave him the map? Who built the boat for him? Who, you know what I'm saying, protected him?
Right.
And it was all Moors. You know what I'm saying? It was mm-hmm. all black. And they left that out for how many years and stuff?
But
and
right, that's what I'm
saying.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
This is the person I started having
they
with.
Blatantly
one
do things. They blatantly do things. They know what it is. We know what we did, but you know what? Purposely, we're just not going to tell it.
What now, happened after the first Thanksgiving?
I started learning.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what that happened.
True.
No, not start learning, but I didn't start hearing a professor actually say stuff like that until I got into college. He was like, all that stuff you heard in high school, it was really for no reason.
Because
Christopher Columbus, fuck Christopher Columbus. That's what he was white dude. He said the Vikings was here 500 years before he was Christopher Columbus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that nigga damn.
Was real.
Yeah. We had a movie. Huh. I don't even want to stay on course. It's not, they don't have a
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
They paid well to not
get their own. Like,
but
own
yeah, research. Real talk.
We had a movie. I don't even know if you remember. It was a Christopher Columbus movie. It was a cartoon. And that whole movie showed this nigga was broke. He was begging for stuff. Really? Like, please. With the little wood dude. Like, come on. Well, he didn't have nothing. No, not Page Master. It was
that was my shit.
That was Page a book.
Page Master.
That's classic.
What
for you.
Dude for the kid from Macaulay Culkin? He played the little boy with the glasses.
Oh, they went into the
yeah with the books.
That, yeah, that went hard. I ain't gonna lie. That
but it was
hard.
A movie.
Oh, damn.
That nigga was begging for money. Like I need this. Movie? It was a cartoon. But it wasn't a Disney movie. Was it a Disney movie?
No, Page Master, no.
No, not I don't think so. Page Master. I'm talking about the Columbus movie.
Oh,
I'm like, even then, they show you that they're telling you the truth. It's just they know how to mask it and put a little sauce on it to make, oh, that's cool. It looks
this
nice.
Is a sci-fi movie.
Pocahontas ain't shit. But they did show you that they came there and they pillaged and... But just so, hey, we know we're going to throw some love in there. Hey, find this white dude and find
like,
love this energy.
Look, focusing on this one.
In the background, we're still taking our
pillaging, you know, rape.
We're putting the truth in you. We know how to mask. We done mastered.
Y'all remember how they made Lion King 1.5? You ever seen what Lion King?
No, I've never seen
Lion King.
It.
Was even
that's the one with
Lion King. Yeah, they had to do that with some history. It's like they basically just told
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, Timon and Pumbaa's side of the story of Lion King and how they really just ran. And,
Tell us from the black man perspective.
This is actually what happened.
Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
But it's like, bro, all this stuff, and now. Like you said, we got to get on the mindset. And I think we kind of getting there. It's like, we got to start thinking like them. You got to start playing the game, the ring. You got to do what they
start
do. Because
better than them.
Because we already getting into the cartoon. We already know the black anime. You know what I'm saying?
It's
underway.
Pop.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, we just got to keep pushing that narrative of not being imprisoned and showing like where we can actually go and where we came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just one small section of our entire history, bro, and we are focused on this because this person is playing it on a loop.
That's the game of domination.
To keep us in prison. I feel that. I feel like still it
we
should be something.
Yeah, it should be a part, but we don't need
history.
To be. It needs to be dead much. Now let's get back to this
because
king talk.
In a sense, it's kind of like justifying our. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, in a sense, it's also making money from. I don't know. It's a weird.
Man, fuck all that shit, man.
Yeah.
They need to do better. Fuck that shit. Like, the only reason they doing that is just to distract us. The COVID.
Facts.
The racism. Shit, education. Damn near everything. Everything.
Yeah, I tell
all
you
a distraction. They want you to look at the Kardashians. Keep up with the Kardashians. They want you to eat junk food all day. They want you to... I love weed, but they want you high as fuck so you don't have to... Just
for you non-functioning.
Yeah. Smoke.
Yes.
I'm they want you to drink. They want you to.
I do.
They work. Want you to kill yourself.
They want you to get lost in the system exactly. And give them their money and your soul it's, power. Money.
That's how America. Like, that's the business of America. That's their workflow.
Yeah, real shit. That's the for facts.
Yeah, that's true. That's facts.
We was looking earlier, like on the creative side, like bro, there's so many dudes out there that can draw and already got stories of animes that I can see right now blowing box office.
You just need an investor.
What? These dudes already got out through the roof. But that stuff don't get brought to the light. We gotta preach more slavery and broken households and make it out of prison and how somebody done us wrong again here and how this judge messed us over here, how this police shot is here. Like,
I'm just curious on how it just all happened. Oh, I love this anime. Oh my god, it's amazing. What is his name again? Oh, his name is God? Why did you call the main character God? Oh, because he's God. How about we call him Toby? What is he doing? He has superpowers in here? How about we give him superpowers of change? Some change on him, you know what I'm saying?
Like the dude said, if your main...
You should be broke.
Let's have him fight from the bottom. Struggle.
Give him the white man in front of
you
him.
See, the narrative is that everybody... Yeah. They always say everybody loves a struggle story. Everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah.
Facts.
But them niggas don't get paid. They don't get looked at in respect. Nobody likes them all the time. Why can't I be looked at as the one on top?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what honestly be, man.
When you're on top, we're going to show how you fail from the
that's
top.
That's fine
the
way to put the
You're not going to have a minor hiccup. No. We need to have taken all your money, you learn from your ways, and you're okay with being broke. Because that was the life that you needed all along. You didn't need the money. You just needed to be broke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's process of domination, baby.
Yeah,
you gotta hold the spot.
World domination.
You niggas play Call of Duty. I'm saying you gotta hold the mirror. But we talking about all that the change and what they doing coming up this election. You know, we know both the candidates is kind of they both
fucked up.
Evil. Like, what are you looking? What do they got to do to get your vote? What kind of stuff would you need to see immediately to say, you know what? If you want my vote, this is what you got
to
do.
I would only vote for them to not be president.
Yeah, he said not to be president.
There's nothing that I would believe that they would try to say to me in appeasing me in the moment to make me be like, for longevity, I trust this man. He gave me this.
No, it's like a drug deal. I need my stuff up front.
Facts.
That's what everybody, we need to see it now.
Not two years.
It needs to go in. If you want this vote and you want to stay in the office, I need you to do something.
I'll vote for a re-election. I want the whole thing to start.
Facts.
Over.
Can we get a whole new slate?
Whole new slate. How old is he? Nah, fuck him. Fuck Trump. Fuck Biden. No.
I honestly feel like the president should be somewhere like older, but nah,
they need
young
to be at least 35.
I feel like at least
the age. That's the minimum age
to be a president.
Yeah, because it's in between both ages. But I feel like it's a balance.
Older people just got way more connections. They just like, I'm gonna be.
Once you get stuck in your way.
45.
That's what I'm saying.
You think so? Why you say 45? Why do you think?
I think 45 because of the fact that their mind is actually, you know, expanding and going through stuff or whatever. I feel like at our age, they're in their 30s, we're in our 20s. Our minds aren't, I'm not saying they're not adapted enough or whatever, but like I feel like it's still too much emotions, it's still too many things, you know what I'm saying? I feel like at 45, they're coming into themselves, they don't care about anything else other than what's right and shit like that, and they're not going with pride or ego. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We probably need an alien.
We need another way of
biased opinion.
We need another way of how to judge them. All right, what's his diet?
Having to choose, though.
You know what I'm saying?
For the sake of argument, what they got to do? Because either would go. One of them going to get picked. And if you had to say so, and what does that one got
to
do
for it's
you?
Hard for me to choose a lesser.
Reparations.
I mean, Welcome to the drug game, partner. Nah. I mean, that's the game.
Drugs even got the, you know what I'm saying, the weed or heroin. Nigga, I'm gonna go with the weed. And heroin too strong.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
But at the same time, you know you're dwelling in two evils.
Weed not evil.
And it is. The federal government would come down and say, you know what? All y'all going to jail. You know what?
It doesn't make it evil.
I'm gonna go get my other gun and come back. You know what? All y'all getting locked up because it ain't legal. It's legal in state.
But just because it's not legal don't make it evil.
Yeah, honestly.
But it's going to get you locked up.
But I'm
okay,
saying
but that doesn't make you evil, though.
Not evil in the sense.
Yeah. You still get two different drug charges.
I think what you meant that they can make it evil.
You're going to get locked up. One's going to give you this amount of years. Okay. And this, which one is you going to pick? Mm.
But see, weed is my friend. Neither one of these presidents is something that I trust that has got me through bad times. You know what I'm saying? That has been there. You know what I'm saying?
What would you have?
$10.
What, as
if
what?
If you had to choose, what would a president have to do to get your vote? What do you need to see it in action?
I'm going to keep it 100. And y'all probably like, what the fuck? Trump is the only one that made like legitimate, like made shit happen. Maybe not the right way at all. Like by his foundation of morals and all that, or like none. Like he's
that's the only difference.
That's it. And he's making shit happen. Like not just, you know, he's making shit happen. It's not
like you're not gonna say it.
Hey, no, he gave us he got us the corona. It's not even that. It's more than that. It's just
Once you say he got shit, done,
that's fine.
He allowed it to happen. The corona shit. He allowed that
and
to happen.
There
was precautions
you know
that he could have taken a long.
Absolutely,
time ago.
I'm not saying that.
Do you know what the stimulus check was for? It wasn't really to help you out.
I know that. Listen.
You got to give you what he
right.
Did.
But did that? Did you get that corona check? Some of y'all.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, yeah. Physically, did y'all get that?
Yeah.
Nigga, of course you're going to enjoy money.
No, it's not even that. That's what I'm saying.
Rebuttal later.
Right.
Let him spit his ball.
Even Obama, he tried, but we were so far in debt and just bankrupt in the society. It crashed or everything. He had to build that up, and it looked like nothing was happening, but then everything got leveled out, right? So... me personally, just being, I've been in the army. I'd rather see you keep it 100 than do this facade and nothing happen.
I'm gonna fuck you. Rather him.
I'm just saying. I'd rather not saying he's gonna fuck me
you
or not.
You still ain't tell me what Trump did though that helped you so much.
Well, I'm not saying.
You can't tell everybody what Trump got shit done, and then don't give me shit he ain't.
Bro,
done.
I'm not saying he did not done. I'm not saying I follow him in certain ways.
I didn't say.
Listen. You taking it as me saying, "Oh, I love Trump and all that."
No,
it's not even that.
No,
listen.
You listen, bro. Said what
listen,
Trump
bro.
Got
I'm
done.
Telling you. Listen. Damn, bro.
Tell me what he got.
This
done.
I'm saying as a person. Me, you say you asking me as an individual. Okay. Listen. Yes, he got shit done.
What
he,
though? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
He's so into trying to prove his point, but it's just
you're talking. You're dragging me running around.
He's not trying to prove a point, but you're not supporting your argument.
No. I'm just saying.
It
I'm speaking.
Like you're stepping. You're not speaking on the situation. You're like going around.
No. It's not even that. It's just saying.
I'm good. I just want to know.
No, you're good. I'm good.
Okay. He don't have nothing. Trump got done. It's not that.
I guess it's not.
I would say the only thing Trump that has
so
really...
nobody has gave me nothing. He don't know.
I'm about to give you.
I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm just like, let him try to give you.
Let him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He keeps cutting. Like
capping. Right, go ahead.
I asked you.
I'm
done. Said it's hard. I don't know what I would want from it because there is such. You give me.
He knows
I'm
everything.
Yeah, he's coming. He said Trump.
He knows
he's
everything.
Honest.
My bad.
He said because he got shit done, but then ain't told me what he got done.
Because you won't let me. You keep. You extra. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, let me
Obama,
talk.
You talked to. You went from saying Trump get shit done to now Obama. He ain't do nothing. I thought we were talking about.
I did not say he did not do nothing.
No, I'm just saying you went on to Obama when you said Trump get shit done. You went from media, Trump get shit done. Now, I'm going to keep it real. Obama did woo wah wah wah.
No,
I thought we said.
Because you don't watch politics like I do.
No, I do. Jessica Mama watches it all the time.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you watch it, though.
I'm
okay,
there.
But I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. He won't let me talk, fool. I've been in this shit. He has not. You can go from the news thing and then what is real life. I'm good.
Rewatch.
Go ahead. You go.
All right, first off.
What does a president have to do for you in order to get your vote?
To get my vote, change up education, change up the dynamic of the black culture, of how, you know what I'm saying? We keep wanting to say, they make life hard for us, bro. Like, I feel like if they didn't make life hard for us, bro, we would run this.
What you got to see immediately after the election? Okay, you in. I need that now. We need it done.
Yes, I was about to get into that. Yes, thank you.
Police reform.
Yes, that
if you
one.
Want my vote?
You need a systematic change in order for something to happen.
Yes.
If it's not a systematic change, then ain't shit gonna happen. And then
fact.
Only that. The key thing is what you want is tangible reparations, shit like that, or whatever. If you can't complete my list or whatever, then we can't have a conversation.
Yeah,
if I'm not getting reparations, if I'm not reforming these precincts and these cops and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, absolutely.
I
right.
need to see a systematic change for our people. If I can't see that change or whatever, then you're not getting my vote.
Yeah, if I can't walk outside safe without a Karen or a Bobby with a gun or a Todd trying to kill me. Hey man, yeah, you took everything out my yeah.
No, I feel that. That police reform.
But for any president, I don't give a fuck about any of them. They both racist. Trump is more honest than Biden. So I would rather have an honest president than a nigga that's just gonna lie to me.
It's been in show.
That's what I'm saying.
Been
that's
lying for saying. Like this nigga. Oh yeah, you know I was the vice president of Obama, so you know y'all niggas gonna vote for me. And then you go back and look at his past, and he's like, nigga, wait, what
you've
you
never, you've nigga, always,
you worse than Trump.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a lesser evil. Not
that's
like
all.
We're trying to either decide between a devil we know and a devil we haven't seen.
Yes,
right. You know what I'm that's saying? It. Because like, I've been through the shit. That's what I'm saying. But physically. No. It's not even being your question. It's see, just look, being look, from you said from my point of view.
But no, he would
niggas can sit in America all day and not have been overseas done. But that's what I'm saying.
He's asking what would it take for you to.
That's what I'm saying. It takes more than that. It takes more than just me, huh? No, it's all those things. I want all those things. But like you hit it on the note. I'd rather have a up. That's all I was saying because I know bro, niggas. Oh, who Korea's going or not? No, we're not. I'm drinking beer. I'm chilling.
I feel like the communication between y'all two is like when you brought up Obama, that's when everybody.
No, it's not even that. I just know what
the question
I know.
Was. Not what president you have to choose. I said
it's
in a
not
scenario,
that.
These are hypotheticals. We always talk about these.
Yeah.
In a case that you have to vote, what would a president have to do to get your vote? What would have to happen now for you to get your vote?
Yeah.
You can give me that. My thing is, we have to start thinking and we're in a criminal ring in a sense. So we know you dirty. We know you dirty. Okay, let's play the game. You want to be in office? You want to be in? What y'all got for me? If you want to keep doing what you're doing, you got to scratch my back in order for me to scratch yours. So if you want to stay keeping the vote and doing the bullshit you want to do, we need this done now. Like you said, the police reform I like that.
Yeah.
I saw online somebody said, hey, black people shouldn't have to pay federal taxes. State, maybe.
That should be
so you take away Medicare, Medicaid, and the federal tax.
And that's child support.
That's an extra $300-$400. At least the same amount of time. Let us get that same time. So y'all been on our ass for the past 500, 450 years. Well, let's get that same time frame with no federal taxes. Let's get that. Or let's get a big tax break. Seeing stuff like this. Certain things that's easy to get in because you can't say you ain't got the money no more.
Yeah.
We saw you pull out $1 trillion from your ass out of nowhere after you said you didn't have it.
I thought we was the worst.
Thought we were broke, but you saw $1 trillion.
We're a business, nigga.
Bro, but when I started thinking about it, I was like, all right, America makes all this money
but we have the most expensive. So of course we're supposed to be in debt, but the shit gonna come back to us. So I was like, these niggas just been lying. These niggas ain't shit.
$1 trillion.
They've been trying to keep you in trap. We don't have money.
Y'all have take minimum wage. We barely have that. Brainwashed.
Gave us $1,200, which was cool. It helped where it helped out, but what's $1,200 when you are already 3 weeks, 4 weeks behind on your bills?
Facts.
That just to barely get you back to caught up state. Now you got your late fees.
Boy,
you got
Germany was getting $2,500 every month.
I thought Canada had it. It was $2,000
for real.
Niggas was getting like, we got it. We got y'all.
Boy, who said
that was scary? Wait. If you get niggas that money, they might start a whole business.
It wasn't even to help us. It was so everybody, so we can get back out there, spend some more money to get them. Unfortunately, mine went to the weed. Some of them went to the weed, man. Stayed in my community, baby. I funded black business.
Yeah, I did too.
Didn't go, it ain't hit y'all. Now, what they did, it had my circulate. I circulated it one time. I don't know what he said. He probably circulated and got it, but circulated it one more time.
The mine toward the house.
You know what I'm saying? Good stuff. Got my five. I got some. Went towards kids. In savings account.
You know what I'm saying? In the Weed Man, most certainly. Black owned business.
Yeah, it's because they're about to come business. In. You can't, you know, not say, oh, I don't support weed, but then they becoming legal everywhere.
Yeah, now that's just, bro.
So now when he get popular,
America is stupid, bro.
His dispensary come along. I'm like, it's thank more you, than bro. Stupid.
They just profit. No, I don't mean to. I'm just saying, like, the history that we've gone through. As just a world, bro, where witches and, you know what I'm saying, all these things that existed didn't exist. Like, bro, there's been so much stupid shit.
He said witches.
Bro, in fact, they used to kill women. She's a witch.
Yeah.
I'm making medicine, nigga.
For the same thing.
Yeah. Nigga, just put it on your skin.
Bro,
I'm just
think about it. Women like Erykah Badu in these day of ages,
boy,
would die back in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Fucked up.
Hocus Pocus.
Witch, yo! Bro.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Niggas just hating, bro. Like, you can just hate on a nigga. Witch! Bro, witch!
She didn't give me no pussy. No, she's device. A witch.
How did you heal my daughter's sore? Bitch, give me some pussy. I want
that's literally it, right?
He's some pussy.
He let me.
I'll kill you. I'll tell everybody you're a witch.
I'm the mayor of this town.
She wouldn't give me no pussy.
It's so weird. Like, bro, how you gonna.
The same thing they was doing Salem days, which was healing, saying we got pills, we got thousands and millions of pills. Same thing they got killed for mixing up stuff to make you feel better.
But that's what I feel like all of our sicknesses are self-made at this point. Yeah, that's most certainly.
You made this and give me a piece?
Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas in that bitch like, let's see if we put DNA or human DNA with tiger blood. Oh fuck.
He's stupid. He's
good.
Mewtwo. Like some shit.
Stupid.
No, they be in that bitch twice.
That's all they got because they ain't got nothing.
If anybody's ever seen that movie, you know, you get my reference.
No, they gonna make the dude from Tekken. He said tiger blood.
King?
Yeah, King. Oh, yeah.
King. See, that mask is pretty stuck.
Yeah, right.
Look, when your mask start blinking, nigga, it's you.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. We got two people, but it's like, all right, bro.
Nah, bro. I honestly, the police stuff, cool. I just feel like niggas gonna revert. That'd be my main thing. Like, I can feel like, okay, I want the longevity for my society, so okay, take care of this police reform and, you know what I'm saying, the schooling system. It's just so much shit that it's like, even though it's so big right now, it's not even the main cause of why society is
not
so, you know,
I feel like just in a black community.
In the black community. You know what I'm saying? Most
because once we get out of that, now we gotta go. Now we gotta fight a whole other war after that.
But that's what you gotta get right. You gotta go into super battle. That's why you play the games you play, and you get built up, and you get charged up, you get your attribute points up because you're not ready for the bigger battle yet.
Facts.
So now you gotta.
That's why they made San Andreas for niggas.
You gotta be stupid.
If we're trying to fight a war, and at the same time we got a dude right here punching us in the face,
you gotta take care of home before you take care of the world, bro.
We gotta get to do
or
right
you'll never be right
first.
Yourself. Right. You know what I'm saying? You
gotta like take my coach say, I don't know if y'all heard in football, don't pass one to get one. If we got all this stuff out here, that's a multitude. We still got these niggas right here in our face right now. Right. Gotta get rid of this.
That's right.
Gotta fix us first. Yeah. Then after we get them, okay, now we got to fix some more stuff in the world.
I most certainly believe in the federal tax. One that's something that you gotta do.
Yeah.
Federal tax, police reform.
something with the school and said, I feel like the whole goddamn, I want the whole history articulum.
Not but like,
just told for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's keeping your history from, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to tell George, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to tell George Washington shit, tell the full story. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to tell about black people, tell the full story.
You know if you want
saying?
My vote, I need another Lauryn Hill album.
He's stupid.
Like, that's another thing. Like, business, the business contracts are a lot of things. Like, the stipulations and shit like that, the loophole things need to be a thing where you can't take this person's right. This person was on it. This is theirs. Type
right.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Oh, in the legal battles, like how, like the lady for switching her address just because of, you know what I'm saying, she became homeless and she tried to put her son in school. So, you know what I'm saying, they gave her 5 years just for changing, you know,
address.
Yeah, using the address for her son to go to school. So, shit, not
niggas
fair for
getting
us.
5 years for trying to go to school, bro.
And it was a lady. I forgot what's her name. I forgot what the fuck she did. She did some scandal.
That's another
shit. And she only got 2 months in jail.
You gotta rewrite. College. Not even rewrite.
Yeah, was it college funds?
My bad.
Yeah.
She did a whole college
scandal
fund.
Full House Jones.
Yeah.
Full House. Basically. Yeah.
But nah, bro.
I wish I had more to talk about.
I mean, shit. You been talking about
it, man. I'm saying you gotta play the game. Yes. Like we were talking about the women's, and you gotta play the game because right now we don't run it. They run the rules, so hey, this is the type of game y'all play. Okay, well let's play it. That's why criminals work. That's why criminals work. Hey, I know you might snake me. I know this deal can go bad, but in the meantime, let me get some immediate, you know what I'm saying, something tangible. I need that money right now. Thank you. So now whatever goes on after this, the money is mine. That's in there. I can do now what we do after this. Is a whole nother story, but that's already said in the bank, so let's do this.
See, another thing too is like, for especially Donald Trump, you have the money to do the things that you want to do before you even became president. You know what I'm saying? So he most certainly would have to show me some motherfucking today shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'll go to the police stations and I'll tap into the sheriff and I'll tell him to put his men into camp for 2 years and then they'll be on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, but you gotta show me some today shit.
I just need that.
Cause you got today money, nigga.
I need that nigga to just be like, putting up that wall. Yeah, it was stupid.
Which that motherfucker has been blown down multiple times.
I was just about to get into it, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Regularly. And he went bankrupt a couple times, so it's just
like, man, boy, get this shit out.
Come on, now.
This shit,
yeah.
Bro, this nigga got a whole fucking big ass hotel. This nigga could have had people living in that bitch.
Yeah. He only let a wild, but at the, in the 80s, he only let white people, he didn't even give black people.
He's in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s? All that shit in the 80s?
No.
He had his future.
No, his dad was you said
up. Yeah, it was worse.
Or his son,
no.
Ass of the future.
The Trump's dad was he was like one of the people that he came on. He was an immigrant from Germany. Or,
like he dad enough to lead Trump.
Yeah.
He
so
said, dad left me a small.
right, yeah. But his dad was like
$1 million. That's not small.
At that time, though. Imagine at that time.
8 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Mr. McMahon and shit.
With all that hustle,
that nigga been hustling.
He need to do something.
Trump been tapped in with the street. Like he's been tapped in with the streets. He's been on both parts with the black
people. That's what I'm saying.
White people, but he was just
admired because of the money.
Right.
Facts. I knew he don't fuck with y'all, but. With the stuff that need to be changed, like you said, police reform and stuff, that can be a media effect, especially with the shooting.
That nigga walked to his car
with the
and shot that nigga 7 times.
It's crazy. See, and I have a mix, I have a mixed feeling about that, but in the sense of, it's one of the things, know your enemy. You know how he operates.
He could have tased him.
Could have done any of that. Know your enemy. Know how he operates. He's waiting for you to make the slightest move. He already has a gun on you. You're study walking to the point. You know he's scared for his life. You're study walking. Then you go into the sense to open your door. You done gave his scary ass all the motive in his mind to shoot you now.
He has a shotgun.
He didn't listen to me. I told him to stop. I had a gun in his back. He was going for his car. I don't know. Now they able to
police report. Literally,
he can go say now they. Oh, cool. Gotcha. We got you. That's all we needed.
Right.
Versus
he did have a gun in his car.
Okay, y'all got me gun. Okay, cool.
Just yeah.
Just know what's your name. Cool. Bam. just let y'all know I know that this ain't how this supposed to
That's
go down.
Low key how it should be.
I'm gonna talk to y'all. Absolutely. It may be the longer route.
Absolutely.
Am I going to jail? Y'all going to take me? Cool. Real shit. Not want to go to county.
Hey, you see how his whole family was out there, right?
Right.
You know that ever since slavery, they have been doing, I don't know, some type of method to where they would...
That's purposeful.
Like, belittle the black men in front of their whole time. That's literally crazy. What they did. They knew what the fuck they was doing in that
Keep moment. Giving you all the bad
stuff. They thought he was going to die. Nope, still alive.
See, yeah, don't alive. Walk. That's don't move. As soon as he said, put your... All right, cool. Especially when you know... Right. You didn't do nothing, and you got people around you to vouch you ain't do nothing. Cool. Take me to jail. If that's what y'all gonna do, let's go. I may not want to sit in county with some of these thug niggas. It may be some whatever. I'll take this route versus nigga, they waiting for me to sneeze, twiddle my thumb. Oh, he had a gun in between his fingers. Where'd you see it? It was like 10 feet behind him. I was scared for my life. 10 feet behind. With the handcuff? Yeah, but... I'm just scared.
That's what I'm saying. That shit's good.
All of a sudden, we so inferior, but nigga, all of a sudden, you scared of a dude that's behind cuffs, his gun, whatever. You scared. You're that
you're
scared.
You scared of a nigga running away.
His back is to you.
Bro, I can't believe we used to fun. We used to help these niggas fund cops. The show. Like, we used to help these niggas fund a show.
I mean, man, I'm a vouch for cops. Cops was chasing everybody.
That was my shit.
They was chasing
they was white folks.
Because usually it was white folks on drugs. A lot of the times.
Cops not.
Cops have
their pros, but they have a lot of cons.
And
you got
cons you can't have with
exactly.
that type of power.
Yeah.
So it's most certainly like, nigga, I just want to take guns away from cops and just give them like a just ultimate defense suit. Like, nigga, you can hit me, you can shoot me, but you're coming with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's it, bro.
Right. Stop. Go ahead.
Because you don't need any type of way that you can take life, nigga. You're supposed to be defending it, so we're gonna give you a defensive suit. Your defense.
That's it.
Your defense.
Hey, we don't attack. We have a defensive stance on how you can handle the kids without having to hurt them.
Right.
Without having to get too physical. They're teaching us that. The same thing they're supposed to teach law.
All right.
No. So don't give these niggas no reason. They don't care if you tell them, they don't care if you're the utmost honest person. Just sit there and be quiet. I mean, and answer with, I'm following all your instructions, sir. You got the gun right
Polices
now.
Police are civilians with badges, nigga.
That's it. How am I literally with a lot of power? That's it.
Yeah,
they went like it. A 6-month course to get their police badge.
A
lot of y'all is just very advanced hall monitors. You glorify hall monitors because some of y'all ain't been in a fight. Hell. Ain't never held a gun, but now I'm supposed to trust you in conflict with you, the fear of somebody might kill you. Who's ever just been shooting cops?
Nobody.
Besides the cartel.
Black man.
They will smack you up. Over there, though. They're not over here. But they know you work with them, though.
They'll get one of your men.
Cartel works. We know America works. You know what I mean? Come on, bitch.
They do.
That's why they got video games, movies, telling what they did. Yeah. Still out living.
We got Narcos, like.
Yeah.
We arrested him, but he was pretty dope.
Four movies by four different niggas playing him.
I don't know how he's making money.
They made an underground railroad for this nigga.
Even all four Narcos interpretation, all of them getting looked at. But you see Narcos, nigga, which one?
He said, which one?
I started watching that.
Right. He had a TV in his...
They got a Spanish version. They got an English version.
Tunnel.
You know Narcos is because of that nigga. That is just... I feel like he was just like likable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to have drugs coming through here, but I'll look out for the town.
I think okay.
That's it.
Computers? Okay, fuck it. All right,
cartel, they how they move is very black and white. Don't cross is you good.
Yeah.
Work with is your family. Because family gets taken care of.
Yeah. You cross me, there's no way you
Instagram
can hide.
With the golden eagles, desert eagles, with the $5 in the back. Papa Chapo gave me this. He's chilling like, ain't nobody gonna rest
anything. Boy, I ain't gonna lie, I would love to be.
Right.
Because lucky.
I'm sitting with golden AKs with the
absolutely. With the
got me in my essay.
Yeah,
that nigga be like, you like Funko's, Cam? I got a truck of them for you.
Oh, Right. The rarest. And these ones ain't came out yet. He's in my face.
Oh, yeah. That nigga. That nigga.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got to get like real. I
heard it with a solid movie. What do you call it? These grails? I got a truck full of grails right here.
Like, yeah. My papa. Man ordered my papa some money. He's like, here you go, free stuff.
He's a hating payer.
He living good. Family don't even care. It's like, hey, that's what daddy does. Right. Notice from the jump.
In a sense, they almost like a vigilante.
He they take only care of work on people that cross them.
Absolutely.
Or that and they already be villains themselves.
Right.
Come and get you. Damn, yeah. Over here making villains sound like you. We should make a show called that, Villains.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. They say, you know, they say Hitler loved black people.
Nah, don't see anybody might get
the bro, I read up on it, bro. They said Hitler loved black people because he knew that about the history.
Yeah, nah,
he just didn't like Americans and Jewish.
Yeah, he thought Jewish people was the devil.
The devil.
I know, because I've heard and read the same thing, but you know.
Because he made a statement before war started. He said, black people, I have none against y'all. I have the utmost respect for y'all. He said, but if you do into this war, I have no choice but to kill you.
Get at y'all.
Like, he respected us.
We all know they lie. I heard Vlad.
We like, bro, we only out here because we just got done being slaves, nigga. We just.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We trying to make our own equal rights. We got to do this shit.
No, you're right. Back then, they seen that shit. They seen all the.
Damn, bro. They just. Had us fucked up. But I went back for my country. Nigga, this is not yours.
Right.
Country at all, boy.
Right. Well, absolutely.
It's our land.
It's our land. But
that's what I'm saying. Honestly, we should get mad at the people that sold us into that shit. Honestly, let's keep it 100.
That enslaved you, nigga, that. I mean, I can understand the justice, and that's just black people, bro. It's just so forgiving. Just so forgiving. Yeah,
right, right.
After
right.
being slaves for 400, 500 years, nigga, we are volunteering to be a fucking war with for these niggas and with these niggas. We like, we don't even know what started this conflict.
But the thing is, you gotta think about it, all of what black people was going through. White people was already going through it in the Great Depression. We was going through worse than the Great
Facts.
Depression. So it was like, hey, y'all can war, money. Family, you already got like 5-6 kids. Y'all niggas can't stop fucking. So,
probably gonna be here.
But even then,
they took everything away from us to show us how to live from the land. You know what I'm saying? So, they made us, they immobilized us from how we can be like, we don't need any of this shit. What are you talking about?
No, that's why the Black Wall Street in Tulsa at that time was popping, was booming. And the white folks came and murked off all. You know what I mean? Because at that time, niggas, oh, y'all going? Oh, because we flourishing over here. Nigga, we flourishing. Yeah, we
flourishing. Those niggas that was like, we not doing that shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We flourishing over here.
These niggas got more money than
this. Yeah.
But see, they didn't teach you that in school.
They don't teach that in school.
Money is the thing. It's like we had they don't need us. Y'all need us. We hate
right,
y'all.
That's
y'all need us.
Right.
Y'all can't make it without us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. With other ethnic cultures, even when you look in the gangs, if you don't mess with me, we won't mess with Bloods and Crips. Don't come over here. We won't come over there. We're not thinking about y'all.
If we were to develop a military before we made that city, boy, America
facts.
Fucked up.
Facts. If we would have got our own policing system, we would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Where did we had all that? Whereas Caucasian people is like, we hate you. Now we got to mess with you. We got to give you all our energy because we hate you. Whereas if we don't like you, I don't mess with you. Get with your girl. I'm mad at you. I'm not talking to you. Leave me alone. Wait, they all in your face. No, you're not unless you do. I thought you don't want to talk.
Right. Right.
You don't like me, but yet you got to stop every little thing I do. You got to come way over here to tell
you're
me what not to
you're involving yourself with me.
Right.
I didn't not even come over there. You came down here.
Right.
You really love with me.
Hey, but you really
people,
love
back
us.
In the day, they did dress like women, so.
They really love us.
Did.
It's a thin line between love and hate.
Thin line.
Between love and it's very thin, and they love us. Because in order to hate somebody,
you gotta have
that's
you
a strong love. Passion. You gotta love him because that's the opposite of hate.
I fucking hate the opposite love of love. These niggas.
I love them. I hate them so much.
The opposite of love is indifferent.
They give me so much money.
They're not indifferent. They care about all of our moves,
but they hate us because they can't stand the sight.
That's funny because you know y'all watched that that documentary about the Bulls that's on Netflix. The Michael Bulls? Jordan was talking about how they got his ass about,
I ain't never seen.
He was selling his Jordans and he's like, shit, what'd he say? He said, shit, even racist people like
Jordans.
Yeah, like Jordans or can relate to sports. He said, shit,
I base my whole life off sports. I don't have nothing to do with all this politics shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. So it's like,
yeah, and they got
I'm
on him.
Not your guy for that. I'm
but they got, they, hate yeah, me, they got on him for not I'm saying that.
I wish I could say more on him, but I really
say, I know it's niggas that hate me, but still buy my shoes.
Fact. Fuck that nigga, but these hoes fire.
Yeah, but that's what you like. I said, we're in the. We're not in a game that's run off good morals. We're in a this is the crime game.
It is.
We're talking. We're trying to negotiate and ask for righteous things and good things, good moral ethic things from people that ain't good moral. You know how we got this. Now what can you do? It's that thing. So like Mexicans cartel say, hey, don't touch it. We'll get y'all money to fund stuff.
No problem. It's one thing that we forgot to talk about. When old dude in the protest, I think it was yesterday or the day before that, they had this little white boy that was like, I want to say 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, that's the West
17, yeah.
West Kenosha.
Yeah.
This nigga, bro. This nigga shot like, I want to say four black people. To. And the cops didn't do shit.
They gave
him a pat on the back, gave him food.
They gave him food. That's what I was saying.
Good job.
They gave him water, food. They were like, oh, good job. Thank y'all. Yeah.
All right, they gave him ammo and everything.
Black people have to catch
him. Gave him ammo.
Just put him to rest.
Wow.
And now they charge him with a first degree. Was it first degree?
Two.
Something like
that. Yeah, he killed two.
People he didn't know.
They was protesting and he was shooting.
About old dude getting shot.
Same time.
He killed two people and injured two.
Damn.
And it was just a whole lot of racist ass white motherfuckers out there with guns. Oh yeah, these motherfuckers, they gonna die today. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, boy.
And see, this is where that profit comes.
That's
like you putting yourself in the
on what you were just saying. I ain't even do shit to you. You came to this protest.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't even have to be here at this protest. This is why you even here. Why would you even put yourself in jail? Why would you even kill somebody? How can you even have the courage to kill somebody, bro?
It's because that's what they've been taught.
They savages. That's what
when you preach savages. All, well, when you, like you said, you go back to when you preach all the bad stuff and negative, which in our sense, all our negative is how much white men been dominated over us. So when you keep preaching that in school, this is what they teaching everybody. Subconsciously, they're like, okay, cool. White men do their thing. They discover the world.
Brainwashing.
Whereas that's why we can say that, and then in the same sense say, yeah, they had slaves, but look what they all the great things they did
versus
look at all the shit they took from us,
and then they tried to that was right. flourishing.
They tried to belittle us again.
No, you know it's white slaves too.
But I said that to say, so
you know what I'm saying?
When you
slaves,
huh?
Not white slaves, me slaves.
White.
Yeah.
You mix with black, you're gonna be an house.
But that goes to what I was saying. Like you offended people, and you keep doing so much, not realizing. You said you're only 14% of the population. You're one of the only races or people of your skin tone that has pretty much offended everybody in every walks of life. Thanks. You offended the Latino people. You offended the Hispanic people. You offended the people of the islands, Caribbean islands. You offended people of China and Japan. You offended people of Africa. You offended people of Middle Eastern.
You fucking offended yourself. Russia.
You didn't win against your own self. So you're the only people, but yet at the same time, their hate is so driven to say, oh damn, we need to chill out, because if
everybody else's fault, it's not theirs.
We can get Antoine, and it's I wish I had the videos. A video I seen today. See how the universe worked. Yeah. We was watching a Discovery Channel, and one of the plugs out had the killer hornets. You know the big joints there. It was like five of them on a beehive.
Damn.
And they were just going in. They showed them just taking them one by one.
Yeah,
got one.
Biting the head.
Oh, got another one. They
said a hornet, right?
Yeah. Hey, keep coming. Get some more food.
Hornets do them to bees.
You talking about the ants?
Nah, the bees. Regular bees.
Yeah, they kill them. Break the bees off. Yeah.
Minor pay. Come get some more.
The bees be sometimes winning though.
They're weak.
Because they took on that one. And they was like, oh, fuck.
They kept going. Instead of saying, okay, you know what? I did just eat by 10 niggas. Let me get on out of here.
Right.
I did enough to them. Let me move around. It is like a million of them. Let me keep them.
That's on.
Fool, they're weak. Fool, we just keep going. Two more went in there. started getting stung up. The soldier ants finally came. They were like, okay.
The bees are...
The working niggas is not getting it done. Bees. Hey, bees. Send the soldier homies out. They get out there. Oh, we not running from... They jumping on them, stinging them. Boom, give me your leg.
He said, give me your leg.
Taking legs off. Pinching wings off. To the point one was struggling to get...
What flew off, like, but just like Ninja Net.
But got far enough away to get away from the people. Got stuck. Got his leg caught. They was boom, 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 stinging them. Boom. Nigga, like 100 of them got around the food. All they did was just vibrate food. Cooked the nigga food. Dropped him. Little sizzle. Said over the years, this same battle has been going on. And because it has been going on, the bees have now developed a real defense that they can't defend. And yes, five, you see, taking so many. Oh, he took this one, but it's a million of them. The numbers are overwhelming.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, you're gonna catch a few. You're gonna get a few, right. But you will never overtake this. And if you think you got it and you're gonna keep pushing, we got something for you.
Fact.
Right.
Cook the niggas.
Yeah.
Hey, cook them. They just vibrate. You know when you vibrate, he in there like he apparently the nubs.
Slowly watching himself just turn to dust.
A honey bee?
Getting Thanos snapped.
Not even bite. We ain't even gonna hit you, girl. We just gonna get 100 of us.
It's just
the way in unison. I was watching and visualizing what you were saying. I was like, boy, that'll be the coldest fight ever.
Man, boy, that's certainly, that could be a
thing. You say it's 100 bees surrounding one of them, and then they vibrate so.
Yeah, they get him.
Nah, got him. You slipped up.
Get back shots.
Only bad.
I realize these people is willing to die for their way of living. So yeah, you don't kiss them, but you better be ready to die.
Yeah, the honeys,
and they really wasn't ready because when they started getting hit up, they get out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I am.
You put
that on there.
The tales of the bees.
That's real battle right there, though.
And that's what we're in right now. You keep poking.
Yeah.
Polite episode.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, oh, the killer bees. I mean, the killer wasps are getting. Them bees are red tea. They
trained for this.
They're not.
It was like Terminator at first. You know what I'm saying?
Constant struggle, like, constant beat up, constant all that.
Them niggas is
from the future.
Not gonna win.
It was. You think it was a bee like that? It came from the future and told them, "I'm from the future." He's just like Robo Bee.
He's like, hey, bro, like a Terminator bee. Yeah. How do they? Maybe like practice or something like food.
I don't know.
Is it?
Right, we got a piece of them. Let's experiment or do something.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They have to run up on the set. They have to run up on the set. We're going to kidnap one of them.
Oh, fuck. Do it again. All right,
set the trap out. Put the honey right there.
Yeah.
Had to test it on somebody. Like, damn, this shit kind of hot.
Yeah. Smart.
I was like, dude,
it's not even just me. It's really odd.
Have you ever been stung by one of
these? All species is smart.
This shit is hot. As soon as it hits your leg get hot. You think you You think you can tough some stuff out. That's one of the ones.
I tried
to slap that nigga in the pool. I was like, yeah, my hand started throbbing.
He's like,
finger right there.
Back shot.
The fucking tail was stuck in my shit. I was like,
you gotta flick it. You're not supposed to pull it.
I was delivering.
Yeah.
So you got some of that juice inside.
Yeah,
I was delivering Amazon, bro. I was on the third floor coming. I already seen them. I'm like, damn, I gotta get through them quick. Got up there cool. I said, whoo. Coming on down, like, I'm good. Got a little text me. Oh, I just, bow. I was like, ah.
He said, yeah, nigga.
I said, ah.
Yeah,
I tried to get up, couldn't stand. I said, no, they gonna get me.
Well, I feel like up on the set. You know what I mean? It feel like they hit you a pressure point or something.
And the more you move, that blood just keep pumping. The whole leg just got hot. I said, ah. You gotta get up or they gonna sting the fuck out of you.
That's right.
And you gotta shoot. Like, shit, they gonna die. They ready to die for theirs. I don't care how big their colony is.
Yeah.
Them two niggas gonna die for theirs. Quick.
Nigga, you gotta be.
Killed
by
10
on them.
For real?
They kept on coming.
They don't get.
See, I don't even want to kill bees because, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them to be extinct. You know what I'm saying? Because how you get the nature to be flourishing. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You said what?
Fuck, man. One of the homies. Oh, you said you?
I used to fuck with ants when I was young. I don't even fuck with ants on me. I said ants, I'm like, shit.
You're like, all right, these
good. Word got in.
That's crazy.
Fighting for you now. They waiting for you to come. It's gonna be a fat ass nest above your door.
Right.
You know they fuck that nigga again.
How they develop this stuff. Think about if we didn't have all the luxuries we had, and if we just lived how we were supposed to live, the type of developments your body would have went through. The niggas probably been climbing mountains like Free Solo.
Well, we probably would have been running on all fours or something.
Yeah, we were. I don't know.
They didn't always have that ability to heat the burn niggas up. They came over time, like, okay, keep harnessing. We harnessing the power, and all of a sudden,
be like, I'm gonna use the back, I'm gonna use the vibration of my shit, my spine to vibrate to the high speed so I can fly type shit. I don't know.
Right.
Everything is so
evolution.
What's so
that? Yeah, literally.
We paid so much luxury for ourselves.
Cause you know,
the groceries is there. You ain't gotta climb for your bananas no more. You ain't gotta go pick fruit.
Right. Night vision. You know, like the things that you are born with, like what they would consider deformities, because it's it's not in the way of what the norm is.
Right.
Like, there's people that are born with an extra finger that the finger still works, but they cut it off when they're, you know what I'm saying?
That can be extra grab. Now if you lose this or us, guess what? Extra bitch.
Same thing, like we got a tailbone because we used to have tails. You know what I'm saying?
No. White people.
No. That's why we have tailbones and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because even like Chinamen and stuff like that, we had tails. Like, some people had tails. It's just like, let them people be the difference that they were supposed to be versus we got to sculpt them to be human. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
They what human be is, human. Right?
Exactly. What the?
What if they look like
English? Fact. They could. Don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
I have a friend that was born with an extra finger.
That's right.
Oh.
I have a friend born with an extra finger. So, I mean,
okay.
Cut that shit off. I feel like nigga, it's like takes me.
Anyone, he be in NFL. You lose the middle finger, bam, got an extra. It don't matter. I'm still gripping stuff. Lose
the index, guess what?
Lose his finger.
Yeah.
Say, nigga, how this nigga?
He got an extra one here. Guess what?
Nigga, do a finger up with the other with the other finger.
What is it? But they say next man up. Okay, you ain't the index no more. Ring finger, middle finger. You're now index. You're now the middle finger. You move on. Hey, everybody fall in line.
Yeah.
My other finger.
Thumb, you're still in line. Now, what might hurt, you lose a thumb. You're like, all right, index. You got thumb jobs.
You got thumb jobs.
But see, these hoes going to end up being strong in a minute. You're going to be, it's nothing.
Have y'all seen Free Solo? Is it Free Solo?
Yeah.
The nigga that climbed the mountain with no rope. His finger, he be...
That nigga Spider-Man.
Yeah, he pinched you with these. Yeah. You ain't never been pinched and took nigga's skin off.
Literally. Right, with these.
That nigga got that body type of training going.
Nah, for real.
He just glad these.
Cause y'all gotta watch that shit. That shit is
your power is inferior to me.
No, the Free Solo.
Like, let me just show you how weak you are.
Like, fool, he's hanging out, but he's like, okay, my pinky.
He has no
Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Is it on Disney?
Amazon.
Okay. It's on Prime Riders.
That's what I want to see. I just want to see like
live footage.
We already have superpower in the sense of our consciousness, in the sense of we can make whatever we need.
Give me the
but we also have the superpower for a lot of things. Like, if you want to be a human and have that freedom, you're not gonna have wings.
Right. Well,
but you can create aircraft. Like
superpower.
Right. Sounds like you trade.
How the fuck I do that?
Because your body's getting like the animals out there study getting nourishment, the right nourishment, and they're study evolving,
and they're staying with nature. In the natural,
I feel like women
climb
all the purest of the pure.
I feel like some women walk around like they got a superpower. Like, I got a superpower.
Being a woman is low key a superpower. They can get life. I mean, we got life. That's crazy.
You just went deep.
He's
crazy. Camera zooms in on his head.
Because just a random thought, bro. Like, you got living specimens inside of you.
That's why.
That's why I can consider myself as God, because I feel like I'm a specimen.
You're a nurturer of life, bro. Like, you have these things. They can't. You can't say that we don't have living things in it. If you say our sperm swims,
we got a whole osmosis jump.
That's why I have a partner who's an atheist, and it's just like, to me, when you like an atheist, kind of like cop out, because you just shoot and say everything's bullshit. Prove it to me.
I mean, it's kind of true though.
But
when he's like, when you die, they just sit. There's no, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing. Just like the way you're born, you just all of a sudden that. I said, I don't know. When after I started thinking, I'm saying, no, you go through a whole living cycle. You're just not consciously aware of it. Exactly. You're swimming, and your dad's like, hey, what's up, nigga? Nigga, I'm waiting for this next go around. Yeah. I'm going to get in there this time, though. Nice. Hey, I'm going to be a cold little nigga for you. Watch when I come up out of here.
Yeah, we survived.
Oh, he's going to train.
I'm going to the Olympics, nigga.
Going through all that.
I was a smart one, like, he has rubber on.
He's a rubber on. It's
not ready.
Yo, you fools.
You fools. You see how the light is reflected. That's not.
You'll be back, or some of you will end up in the trash.
Some of you will be swimming with the fishes later on tonight through the toilet flush.
Yeah, that's real shit,
Cameron, you ready to go today? Today's not the day.
Yeah.
The moon's not aligned yet. The moon is not right.
She was angry at him yesterday.
Did Hennessy at today?
Right.
Oh, the no.
Good cognac. No
comprehension is there tonight.
Well, right. You got that galley weed.
Gerald Levert? Oh, yeah.
Gerald Levert?
I shall tell no one. This is the night.
Right.
This is the night.
Sneak down.
We shall hunt.
He ain't that good. He probably got a condom on.
Yeah, it's about that time. It's midnight jerk.
You know the dude that played as Falcon. Y'all know what I'm talking about? The dude played as Falcon
in Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Remember that movie where he had to get all the women pregnant?
Yes.
I think I see.
I forgot. I just watched it a couple months ago.
I watched it 2 months ago. I think.
Yeah.
I think
everybody. That shit was.
But shit funny.
It's Spike Lee joint. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go through a whole cycle. Then you get in the belly. You living. You eating. You hear all your jams. Like okay.
But you want to know the thing?
My parents kind of cool, but right. You're not aware until. Not even when you're one. You don't come into full consciousness until you about, what, 3?
Yeah.
Until you start maybe remembering a little spick and spickles of your life.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember being born. But when I was on that trippy trip.
That nigga had that stew.
Nah, for real. Like, it does bring
you. Like, I literally went through a whole, like, death and life cycle of it, like, being the same. And I was like, bro, I remember the first life. You get what I'm saying? Like, I went through
that. That's give you that feeling. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, it low-key was like, I don't remember what it felt like being in the womb. Like, it's warm in here. You know what I'm saying?
Because you ain't developed that power.
Exactly.
But see, if you stay tuned in, stay doing right, get tuned in what life is, you begin to start opening up them chakras.
And get DMT'd up. Like, get the DMT.
So now
you're another organism.
When you're a baby,
mother.
yeah, exactly.
Now you're able to consciously like, damn, this nigga kicking a lot. He's like, I know what's going on. I'm chilling, baby.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
Ready to stretch.
My baby move a lot. He poking like, damn, I know what's going on.
Yeah, you and that bitch like, what the fuck is this shit?
I knew he said, look, putting his face.
Talking about across the whole belly. You can see the break.
The lights.
So, girl, is that normal? Oh, he does that on the regular.
The hell you in here playing? There you go, hard.
And maybe God or the universe.
You're outside, like, mama, you're for a
minute. And see, maybe God and universe.
You're not when I get out of here.
I'm not. You can't get that consciousness yet until you tap in all the way.
But see, that's the thing. I feel like with. Gives us the consciousness now is we're aware of it.
We're starting to get there.
But you know what I'm saying? When you go through life as the energy, you're not always aware of it. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it and that's what you end up becoming, you know what I'm saying, in your life, even if you've been fucking drowned in all this pollution of, you know, negativity and shit like that, you still come out to be flourishing because your soul, your energy is like, nah, I'm not. I know this is bad. I've been bumped around from this, but you're literally like with the air and shit like that, so you're not fully one yet. And all these, think about everything that makes you here today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's what it takes for you to have this life.
Right.
It takes all of these components to come up for you to be human.
We spend our life.
Absolutely.
That's why I said we're so in a hurry to get to outer space, and we ain't even figured out the Earth.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, I was having a conversation. I think it was with you, Julian, and Darnell. I was like, honestly, I feel like we never really just made it out of spaceship. With these niggas, like, all the shit I seen in science books, I was like, this shit bullshit. Hell nah. How the hell? Y'all said it took, like, how many years to see Pluto or Saturn or some shit? It took, like, over 100 to 200 years or some shit? Could or 80
be.
Years?
They be sending this shit out there.
You know what was really crazy, though? One nigga was like,
year one. Fuck it. This is what year it is.
Y'all start somewhere. Right. You do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Happened, I'm going to say 12,000 years
that's
ago.
Why, right. Right.
In the ashes, it's all a guess.
Is nothing. Right. It really don't mean nothing. Right.
A man-made thing. Somebody had to
everything is man-made.
Time is really just math. It's just math.
It's daytime. Okay, fuck it. It's daytime.
Right.
Remember how they used to go by winter?
No, for real.
They used to go by winter and shit. What if it was just like, nigga, it was just really autumn. It was really fall.
That's how they were.
You know what I'm saying? But in your neck of the woods, it was you got snow almost kind of frequently, but when you saw snow, it was like, it's another winter.
It's another season, so let's call it
year.
Winter.
Yeah.
Winter?
Right. When is that shit coming? I don't know. Winter.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. No real shit. It starts from somewhere.
Take your feet off.
Oh, all right. Like everything.
Oh, this is one of the shortest. Okay.
Everything is everybody's way of trying to explain what's going on.
Everybody's trying to explain shit they don't know.
Yeah. That is just, hey, animals just like
we just accept it. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
I survive to
in winter, I hibernate and I'm cool.
Yeah. That's how
it's cool.
Still stronger than you, nigga.
Yeah. Right.
You can't catch me.
You
a
need
bear.
Weapons.
I don't care.
Yeah, no real shit. We'll be the weakest, one of the weakest species.
Be looking at us, be like, these niggas stupid.
All right.
Nigga, they always using.
Y'all used to be strong as us back. And they probably looking at y'all niggas used to be cold. Back
yeah, back. Y'all used y'all to climb niggas. And jump off
I
shit.
I trying to communicate with y'all niggas. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Y'all had
right, no real shit.
Y'all was with us. Like,
yeah, yeah, no real shit.
We don't even know you anymore.
Yeah.
You used to know how to grow wings on your back and fly.
When they said Akon was talking to Mike Tyson one time, and Mike Tyson said he found out that he was from Congolese, like his African ancestor, and he was kind of mad, like, man, he ain't from Congolese. And they kind of like, no, bro, it's a reason why Congolese got the name. Like I said, it's 1,000 Mike Tysons over there. These niggas used to fight gorillas and win in bare hands. Wrestle you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, seen that.
God and the universe ain't going to give you. They're gonna give you the tools you need to survive. Mm-hmm. Even the gazelle, he may not have teeth in them, but hey, that nigga cut on the dime.
On the dime.
You better be on your shit.
You see some of them lines get shook up.
That's what running backs need to practice with.
What? I seen the line. He was coming full speed. Gazelle saw him laughing.
He said, "Awesome." He did like a front flip off.
You got that one. You live another day.
You
see the gazelle outrun the cheetah?
Yes. He hit that turn. You better hit that turn. If you don't hit that turn,
I got the pivots. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got the little jump.
You ain't got to worry about the ankle. Gone, boy. That's what rabbits be doing.
Bro,
too.
You can put your cones literally.
I used to try to catch rabbits.
2 inches apart. He.
I used to try to every time I see a rabbit, that nigga.
Cause right.
So if you live like that, God's gonna say, you know what? I'm not gonna leave y'all out there to just dry. I'm not gonna leave y'all out there like that, bro. Give y'all a little speed. Since the African niggas is always the fastest. Hey, y'all from Africa, some wild niggas out here.
Yeah, no, no, real
this
shit.
Is your everyday practice. I'm gonna want your food.
For real.
Catch that.
I'm gonna give you maximum speed around what? What's you saying, Buzz? For like 30?
Yeah.
27. Yeah, I think it was 27 miles.
27
per
miles
per hour. Or was it 29? 27.
But it's the 27
was like between what, 21? 27.
So we'll give you the ability to run. I give you some speed. I'm not gonna give you all the speed. I give you some speed to do what you do. Give you enough strength to handle yourself against some of these animals. But I'm gonna give you the intuitive to
think ahead.
Yeah, got a little weapons. We don't need nothing excessive. Just something to get you. We don't need guns.
Right.
We're not trying to destroy the mother. We just need to get them up off
her. Yeah.
Cool. And that's how we live. Mm-hmm. But then we got houses, big homes, air conditioning.
Jealousy.
Cars.
He said jealousy.
Oh, yeah. Your house bigger than mine. Oh, you getting
yeah.
I don't like him. You don't like this.
No, real shit. I'm just eating more. I'm hunting. I'm grinding. I'm making sure I'm good. I got the tools. I'm
it get people too much because like, okay, bro, you just hunting. Cool. Let me hunt now. Don't
right,
get
right.
all of the, yeah. the bees. Will the bees? Let me get some.
Right.
See, that's what happens.
When you start wanting to make money and profit and greed.
You start going out of moderation. You kill 2 million buffalo when you touch down fucking in the land that you don't own, nigga. And you kill 2 million buffalo just for commodity and to make other shit that you just want on your mantle.
That's why I hate when people compare killers to like animals and stuff. Like animals are not killers. They kill for one or two things, to eat and to survive a fight, nigga.
Right.
Which most fights in Animal Kingdom, a lot of times, especially if you got teeth and claws, it's to the death.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you, yeah.
And a lot of niggas don't like conceding to the next. The
only time some of them do, some lions do it, some wolves do it. But it just depends on that. If you challenging me, or you trying to take my shit over.
We gotta get to it.
Right.
As simple as that. Other than that, chill. I don't, you niggas need to go look at Discovery Channel. You can go pull up leopards laying right next to gazelles, lions laying next to gazelles, chill and sleep. Like, I'm cool. I ate a couple days ago.
Yeah, good.
Y'all do you.
Right.
You gotta wait. I don't eat here. I eat down the way.
And
eat down the way.
Even then, I'm not even gonna take your strongest person. I just want
the stragglers.
Whichever the weakest one. That's it, the easiest one.
That's really controlled crime right there.
Right. No,
I
really.
I need to feed my kids. I got a couple of
He got a broken ankle. He's not going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on.
What is he doing to? What is he up?
He's not going to help you guys. You can't get surgery on a damn, on a deer, bro. Huh?
Let me take him off you real quick.
Take him off.
Y'all do y'all thing. We not even finna run out because I can't afford to get hurt.
Exactly.
Ain't no doctors out here.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to chase the biggest, strongest because he got the most meat on him. Now he just hit you with some new stuff. Now
I'm passed out.
They low key, they're quick.
Like, boss, I got broken ribs. Come here. Can't help you.
Like her.
Gotta leave you to the streets. You belong to the Savannah now, fool. Not the streets. You belong to the Savannah.
That's it, true.
Yeah. See, especially
I let the ants
lions,
happen,
like, they get injured. Oh, somebody about to keep spot up.
Man.
You see that paw? Getting that nigga tomorrow.
About to get all his bitches.
He said, it's a wonderful day. Akuna, what time?
He walking,
he like shit.
Better quit, right?
Don't fight. Quit. I thought you said me some words. It is. Yeah. And this is for the rest of your days. This is about 10 seconds right now.
Yeah,
right.
Thanks. So people be good, like, bro.
Hey, I got a random question. I was thinking about this, but I feel like it's just too many similarities. The ocean and space. Do you feel like the ocean can turn into space, vice versa? Like, if you swam to the bottom of the ocean, would you just end up in space? Because you can't breathe in space. You can't breathe in water either.
I believe they do.
So how you know we're not already submerged?
They're one in the same, but like different.
Just
you get what I'm
like
saying?
Like different little like type of things. Because like
different elements. Type. I don't know.
That's one of the, we're still under the oceans. It's 70% of Earth. Over 70. Undiscovered
stuff. Just like the body.
Undiscovered stuff. Just like space. Like, you niggas just trying to get up there. You're not even able to dive to the deepest parts of the earth to even discover what kind of stuff is down there. Or the deserts. Imagine the stuff from the sands that they were just like, fuck, let's just start digging shit to see. It's something under some of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, we're just in the middle, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we're like in a little bubble.
We could be shit.
You know what I'm saying? You got water above you. You got water underneath you.
Right.
And so you're trying to go up through water, you know what I'm saying? It's impossible. It's almost impossible. You know what I'm saying? So you need that extra boost and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you end up, we're in limbo, bro.
In space, you really can't move.
But I be thinking too much. So
I said, in space, you really can't move.
You just move the same way that you move in water.
Nah, in space,
there's no gravity. You're gonna go up in water. There's no gravity anywhere, so you just.
But wouldn't that work?
You're gonna be frozen.
But if somebody throw you this way, you just gonna go continue.
But look, at the same time, the deepest parts of the ocean is hella cold.
And it's black, so you wouldn't even know.
But not space cold, though. Everything's controlled by the sun, low-key, though.
You've never been to the bottom.
You'll die. The pressure alone.
Yes.
Exactly.
But the pressure won't kill you in space.
But he's saying, but
you just won't have the oxygen.
Look, you want to know why you freeze? Because the pressure is so tight around you, that's what makes you freeze at some point. You get what I'm saying? So in space, if there's no gravity, then there's like no oxygen. And there are no oxygen is what causes you to freeze. Okay. And that same part of the ocean does the same thing because the pressure. So
but there's volume. There's still
exactly.
Well, okay, to a certain extent. But there's like
so you, like art. What we see is the surface in a sense. Of, you know what I'm saying?
This is room talk for you shroomers or anything.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like they even said the core, the mantle and all that. The core is just as hot as the sun. We're living on the sun with the fucking shell.
How can that exist?
We don't know. We don't know.
How can that exist if your deepest part of your oceans are the coldest? So how hot could your core mantle be if your deepest parts of the deepest parts
that we know of
the earth? Because it has a, well, as far as what we know.
Right, that's what we know.
It has a covering because it's, mm-hmm. it's more the parts, the core is like the very center, but it has what, the mantle, then it has
the crust. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So
right.
Like, okay, we're the hottest thing, so this is going to allow us to put this amount of heat out. So if you don't cook, you niggas, like this. So
but there's volcanoes. You see, there's volcanoes. You know.
This is just going to control the heat. Can protect us from getting too cold and steaming this bitch out. And really killing
you. And see, this is the thing that can support, like, the even if the world was round or whatever, because we could just be falling in fucking water. You know what I'm saying?
They're falling in water.
Or, like, space and everything could be the, like, you could be.
You go into space and you come out of the water.
You get what I'm saying? You just see other fragments.
Probably, maybe. There's an ending. I feel like there's an ending to everything. What's outside of space? What's outside of that? Yeah, type shit.
Based on me being spiritual,
that's crazy.
It's like how I feel. I feel like that I'm a part of God. So something bigger than this, I feel like it's gonna be a reflection of me or God. If you,
that's how animals do.
Right. It's the same thing with my intestines and whatever that goes on in my body. So to your theory, that shit sounds accurate.
It sounds like a possibility.
That's a possibility. Absolutely. No,
that's how animals think. They look at us. Everybody, oh, you're dumb. I'm like, my animals probably most smart than us. They be like, y'all doing too much.
Yes. Y'all got two. Y'all got bills.
Y'all are worried about the wrong shit.
No, for real. Not for real.
What is money?
Free land. Free food.
Drinking these pure mimosas.
Yeah.
Some pure mimosas.
You see these old grapes over here? Not for real. Delicious. I get drunk off of these bitches every Wednesday.
Yeah. Not for real.
You chill. I chill. Hey. Now we gotta add a team.
What are you talking about? Pay for this. This is free. You wanna fight me for this shit?
Yeah, free air. This land is free. It's not even ours.
Right. It's nobody. Yeah, right.
I just own. You don't even have to be here, fam. You could be over there if you want to. Yeah, this is just.
Find a spot. Right. Chill.
Right.
Chill.
That's what it is.
So chill.
There's no. It's always had to be owned or land.
He kicked out the Garden of Eden. Come over here and fuck with us.
Yeah, it's been like an hour.
Hey, we can learn a lot. Y'all boys been going to Discovery Channel, boy. Teach you a lot about life. That's why I teach my son the way he do, because them gazelles and that wildebeest. Hey, the minute you born, you got 10 minutes to get it popping, or you gone.
Gone.
I don't care. Freshborn. Hey, baby, we got to leave because they come.
No, for real.
That's, we only giving up the week.
They walk it.
Yeah. Better run.
Yeah, we're like the only species that's not able to be born and walk.
No,
you gotta care because you gotta. We've been pampered.
Every other animal, like, all right, nigga, come on. We just had
they
you.
They do a little.
We got predators around the corner. Get your ass up.
In these days, you got time to be freshly born and can't walk.
Oh no, yeah.
You too much.
Right when you're born, wake up, come on, this is the world. Then you just gotta grind, fool. That's them saber tooth tigers gonna get your ass. Come on, that's it. That's
how humans thought
saber tooth tigers.
They're evil. Nah, man, you're in this. You in this kingdom right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
You get eaten out here.
Yeah.
Nobody's exempt.
Nobody, literally.
And luckily. The universe gave you and God gave you
the wherewithal
to say, okay, you can eat meat and you can eat a little veggies, so you can go do your thing. So you're like me, but you better get with it, cause I'll eat your ass.
The moment I catch you lacking in my neck of the woods
and I'm hungry,
it's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Stay out my woods. Stay out my.
Oh shit, nigga, this ain't no drill.
Stay out my neck of the woods. Don't be around me when I'm home. Simple as that.
Right.
You keep your land, keep mine.
Yeah, that's facts.
See you when I see you. And with that being said, man, we are done.
That's another episode of the Uncut Knowledge Podcast.
Y'all be sure to go subscribe to the Uncut Knowledge page on YouTube, the Dreamers League Network page on YouTube. those same names under Instagram, both of them. And then if you want, you can follow me individually, bphrase28.com. I let them boys put their name. Let's go Cam first.
Cam Frazier. That's on Gmail. You know, that's CamFrazia. Cam Frazier. You can follow me on that. You know, make sure y'all check us out on Spotify, YouTube. We on Google Play too.
Yeah.
We on everything. Check out the Uncut Knowledge Podcast.
Next show.
It's your boy Vet. Follow me. This is my IG, J_Wright, WRIGHT 2007. That's all I love here. Peace.
Yeah. Hey, _ horoscope. You know what I'm saying? Just go follow me. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You're going to be amazed.
The dopest music videos out.
Yes. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned in because we finna keep that bar hopping popping.
I'm sending shots like a bartender, Nichols.
With one to grow
shots like a bartender.
Yeah. One to grow.
Yeah.
Just promise you'll never forgive me. Believe in me, I'ma go get it. Never could believe it. It was so many nights in my city. And we were riding around and we were getting it. You'll never regret it. I believe in you, we can go get it. If I said it.